I'm Marcus Allen. We are now 100.5. You and your family are going to love the movie about P.T. Barnum, Greatest Showman. Hugh Jackman is that guy. And as he walks in, oh, look, we're wearing the same suit. I was about to say we're twinsies, but to say you're twinsies with Hugh Jackman, kind of presumptuous.
But, mate, I'll take it any day. Mark, you look very, very dashing today. Well, a little bit of P.T. Barnum, I would say. Just a little bit of showbiz right there.
Or like, you know, I'm trying to lure people into a tent to see something. You never know.
Whatever.
I've followed you your entire career. I mean, at least from the moment people knew who Hugh Jackman was. The very first time I interviewed you was on the set of X-Men, and right. You were kind and gracious, and I've watched the arc of your career, and I've waited for you to turn into a jerk. It hasn't happened. I don't think it's going to happen.
Do you see those two people over there? They're going, really?
They're demanding a sidebar.
Clearly, Mark, you haven't spent much time with me. No.
I just want to say it's been a pleasure watching your success.
So
well-deserved.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
it. This, oh my gosh, what an amazing movie.
I pinched myself that I got a shot with this studio, took a risk on an original movie musical with a first-time director. These young guys who, when we hired them, were just out of college, Justin and Benj, who now have won an Oscar, a Tony Award, and nominated for 3 Grammy Awards.
Right.
And it's kind of a miracle that we got here. I love musicals. I've done them on stage sort of all my life. I've done movies, and the chance to put them together in a big sort of Christmas extravaganza is a dream.
What's so funny is that it's so unnatural just to burst into song while you're, you know, not in a musical element, right?
Yeah, right?
However, there are moments in this movie where you feel almost voyeuristic. It's so natural, you feel like you're invading their space, like they should be having this moment in private.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you. It is a tough moment, and you need great songwriters with great lyricists, and the marriage of the book to the song is everything. And I think, having done them on stage a lot, you get to learn that craft. But you know where I really learned that art? John Travolta. Watch Grease again. Watch how that guy goes into Stranded at the Drive-In, right? He's on his own at Stranded at the Drive-In. I mean, it's a tough transition, and he just so commits to it, so believes in it, that you feel he's singing because he can no longer talk. It just feels natural.
That was amazing. Who in this room wants to see John Travolta's greatest hits from Grease performed by Hugh Jackman? Anybody? No one? Anybody? It'd make as much sense. Most of those guys were 20 years past high school when they made that movie.
Yeah, they probably were, but I still believed it. I probably watched it 20 times when I was a youngster.
It's because they committed, like you've got to commit to the moment,
That's
no matter
it.
What you're doing.
Totally.
Which is easier training to be Wolverine or training to be this guy?
The hour in the gym is painful. For Wolverine, that is tough. I would say it's tough with dance, but more fun. That's for sure. The whole thing is fun. But there are moments, I tell you, which are harder when you're singing. When you're singing and dancing for 10 hours a day, at the end of that day, you sleep like a baby. That is in some ways tougher. But fun, man. This is my roots. Doing 400 shows a year, rehearsing with a group, finding that family together, I was in heaven.
Got to see this movie. It is awesome. By the way, the guys he's talking about, La La Land. Hugh Jackman, one of the nicest people on the planet.